Welcome to the regular episodes of Darker Tides, the Carrion Crown actual play podcast. I hope you all enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side.
So, what happened last time?
They all went and got drunk.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened afterwards.
Yeah.
A bunch of stuff happened at the blacksmith. I don't really know where
that was before.
Yeah. So he got the oil.
Yes. That all happened. he got the oil, then took it back to Hirsch. He delivered it. You had it delivered. You went to the constable, got the name. I went and tried to smooth things over a little bit with the blacksmith. And then I went to the bar and had a couple of drinks.
Okay.
And you came in. And
I read a book, and then I also had some dreams.
Yes.
Got some information about the councilman.
Okay.
And councilwoman.
Yes. The council people.
The councilman.
Persons.
The council persons.
The councilman.
And then you
I just hung out and tried to help people by going to the job boards and just going around town, just trying to help people out. Just doing.
Yeah, yours was really kind of like kind of background-y.
Yeah. Which is perfect for a priest of Aristotle.
Yeah. So, okay. And she comes in.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the door's open. Mm-hmm. Before, like, he leaves the door open. And he sees her coming, and he's already pouring something and sitting, like, three out. Are you still hanging out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna kind of move over to the side, pick up a piece of paper out, start taking notes. We'll see how this goes.
And she walks in, and she's like, I'll have it. He goes, it's right here. And she sees you, and she just, like, comes over, sits down, takes the first one, slams it. She's not said a single word. Second one. Third one. And he's filling them up again.
I'll let her get a couple through.
She knocks out about six. And she's like, so how was your day?
She's talking to me.
It's a bartender.
Okay.
And they kind of have a little banter back and forth. And she's like, you too, huh?
Clearly.
Good on you. How is he still alive?
It amazes me as well, sometimes. Just no filter at all.
Is he a simpleton?
I think so. It has to be. The only explanation.
Okay.
He never takes off that mask, so I think he was kicked in the head or something.
That's possible. I can see that. Okay.
Yeah. I'll take out like a gold piece and say the next round.
He's like, oh, well, I have to. And he goes, no. He took care of it. And she's like, you know him too.
I'm just trying to spread goodwill.
We can just continue when I come there.
You all drink quite heavily. At one point, you're standing on the bar, dancing and singing the song that you're making up as you go.
It slips off and drops a ring.
So, you know, but you had a lot of fun. And
hey, where are my compadres? I guess I probably better go to the tavern and drag him back.
Okay, so you show up at the tavern. It's,
and I bring the donkey so I can drive back.
Have you been drinking a lot? I mean, there's a lot of regular, like, lots of locals come in through the night and stuff.
Based
like
on
that.
My reaffirmed faith, yes.
Okay.
Because this is a new experience.
Okay. Oh, God.
I'm also documenting how I feel as I'm drinking.
Okay. Eventually, you're just like, fun. Good.
They're just squiggly lines.
Like a...
So you show up.
Mm-hmm. Does he walk in with the donkey?
No. The donkey, I tie the donkey up out front. But but I'm not very strong, so you two are going to be tied to the donkey out of the way.
So here's the thing. So you walk in, and this is, you walk in as you see him dancing on the bar. And the bartender's just like, come on, man. I gotta serve here.
Shut up, my feet are clean.
How can you argue with a drunk?
And you see,
I mean, I'm drunk enough to pass out.
He did spill the last drink on his feet.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that cleaned him. I saw it.
The two of them are pretty lit. And the dwarf is kind of just sitting there, like, laughing at everybody.
So she's obviously pretty
she
lit.
She seems
too.
To be in a much better mood.
Mm-hmm. Well, a dwarf to be laughing, they have to be pretty lit as well.
She is.
At least laughing in public.
Well, you never know. Each dwarf is unique. So, but she seems to be, like I said, in a much better mood than she was when you saw her last. At that point, the bartender's like, so have you come to take him home?
I'm hoping to.
Okay.
Guys, it's time to go.
I don't think so.
I'm like, shh.
You know what?
I mean, you're really not my type.
Yeah. But have you met my... Yeah, there's a girl out there waiting for you, though.
It's like a man's...
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of girl? Are we talking like a peasant girl, or are we talking like a real girl?
And you hear from, like, several of the women in there, they just... Like whatever conversation was going, they just stop and stare at him.
Top notch breeding, I promise you.
Okay.
Now come on.
I'll stay. I'm good.
Are you sure? Because if I'm not coming back to get you, this is your last chance.
I ain't know the way home.
No, you don't. You should come with me now.
Fine,
come on, man.
No, it's fine.
There's some food out there.
I'm not.
Oh, no. Honestly, now I don't believe that.
You don't have to go.
I'm good.
Okay.
So you take him out?
I do. I tie him to the donkey.
So you get out there and there's a donkey. You see no way.
Tom, not free, man. I promised you.
I don't know what you do where you come from. But this is not a woman.
There's a female donkey.
You are way out of the middle of the
woods. Not a woman.
Female is female. You're not even sure you can write anymore. Like, he's scribbling something. He has no ink. He just has the quill on paper.
I may not even have paper out.
Yeah.
I can walk. It'll be okay.
Let's go ahead and walk. You're already out here now. And everybody in there was peasant women. Did you see any good-looking women in there that weren't peasants?
There were a few. I mean, you really should refer to them as peasants. That's not very nice.
I'm talking in your language here. They were all peasants in there. They were all good girls. They were all peasants.
Taldean's the common language. Most people talk in my language.
Right now, and then I switch over to Halia just... Just to mess with your mind.
You got no clue what he's saying.
I think he's drunk.
you think he's drunk?
He's the drunk one.
Okay. No, you're so drunk you don't even understand what I'm saying right now.
That is possible.
You should probably go back.
To the bar?
No, to the manor. Yeah.
That's where I was heading.
Okay, let's go.
I think you're confused.
Never argue with a drunk person.
No. Let's go. I want to make sure you get back there without hurting anybody.
I need to go talk to the tavern guy real quick.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I did. I need to take care of some business.
Okay,
be right back. Go in. Give me 5 silver pieces. You said you were going to have your boy carry him home, remember?
I gotcha. Now get home.
Hopefully it won't be.
Understand. More and more, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I took care of our little friend.
Is he alive?
I'm still dancing.
He's still dancing.
At this point, I've jumped off the bar and I've tried to grab the dwarf, yeah. And, or at least offered to dance with her at this point.
She is not dancing. Oh. She's not that drunk.
That's fair. He was when I left. Let me go check. Go back here with me. Go back. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he's still alive.
Well, you said you took care of him. I wanted to clarify what you meant when you said take care of him.
No, I'll make sure he's going to get home.
Oh, okay.
There's a little kid that's going to carry him home.
I'm sure that'll happen that way.
Just grab him by the feet and drag. It'll work. They're almost like handles. It's like a reverse wheelbarrow.
Okay, so you get back to the house. And you are, you know, now that you're here, you're kind of tired, but you're also hungry.
I'm going to have to find the kitchen.
So you go fumbling around the house for the kitchen.
Yes.
Okay. You find it.
I'm going to have to make me some food.
Okay. What are you, you're just trying to find anything?
Yes. I'm going with him just to try to get to minimize the damage.
You hear him when he comes home. And he is loud as fuck. And he's like, shh, I'm hungry.
Okay, well then let's go find a kitchen to get some food.
Where I am?
We'll see. Once we find a kitchen, we'll know if there's any ham.
So you get into the kitchen. It's a
habit.
Stuffed kitchen. Mm-hmm. So, there's some ham.
Want a sandwich? Ham sandwich?
No, I just want to know if there's ham.
What do you want to eat?
I'm going to take some bread. I'm just going to take some bread.
Just eat some bread.
Eat some bread. Okay.
I'll grab a slice of ham.
Okay.
You should fall asleep eating the bread.
He will. That's okay. You're?
No.
I know exactly where you are.
No,
you don't make it home.
Oh, boy.
I'm literally just going to find a random room with a chair in it, sit down in the chair, and fall asleep eating the bread.
Okay. He passes the fuck out. He actually has the bread in his mouth, and...
I'll grab a throw blanket and throw it on top of it before I head back up to my room.
Okay. You curl up next to the fire. It's warm here. And then you probably
pass out.
And he's like, it's about rather dark for a room.
I'll take my big coat off and like use it as a blanket.
Oh, you don't even get that far. Oh, wow, okay. You literally are like, this fire is warm.
I'm just gonna sit down for a minute.
Yeah. And everybody's just like, okay. But you do wake up and you still have all of your stuff.
Well, that's good.
With a pounding head. And the sun hitting you under.
Oh, yeah. I can walk straight, like, somewhat, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to make it back to the house.
Okay. You do. You make it back there in the morning.
Okay. I am already outside. Morning, sunshine!
Stop screaming.
How about some breakfast? We've got some nice fried bacon in there, and eggs.
Bring it up to my room.
Wonderful. Some fried bacon and eggs.
I'm going to go
all kinds of grease. And
I'm going to sleep for like 40 years.
And the smell of all that grease is so yummy.
Just the thought of the
grease. Oh, man.
I mean, if you were drunk,
yeah.
Maybe one thing, you'd be like, that sounds so good. But as soon as you have the hangover, you know, like, a greasy pork sandwich just sounds really gross.
I just, like, throw it all.
Good, now that you've done that out here, I don't have any food for you, get that.
Not a nice person.
Correct.
So you get up eventually.
I've been reading all night.
Okay.
About trying everything I find about the Soriano.
almost nothing.
Nothing. Nothing in the house.
No.
I've been reading all that I can about the warden and his wife. I know her name.
Oh, what's her name?
Her name is Vasoriana.
So that makes sense why it would be on the memorial. Yeah, found that name on the memorial.
Good. Did you find anything else?
Yes, I did. I haven't had a chance to tell those two drunk bozos.
I believe they like to party, and I think our small room made it before. He seemed to like her very much.
Well, that's whatever floats. I guess. Anyway, there was a VE written in blood on the memorial when I got there yesterday.
There could be a connection. Would there be another letter today? There was a V earlier.
It's a good question. We should go look.
We should. Let's go.
You head down?
Yes.
There is nothing about her in any of the things.
And would I be able to rack my local knowledge, like anything more about the rhyme or the story or anything like that? Because he's obsessed with this now, because he thinks that it's important.
You know, not really per se. There's not a lot that you can. You're missing a piece. There's a piece missing to be able to understand what's going on with that. Like, you don't know. You just know the nursery rhyme. Mm-hmm. You don't know, like, where it came from.
Okay.
That would maybe be an avenue of looking. You get down to where the memorial is. We've talked about the memorial, but we've never really described it. Basically what it is you get down there, and there is a 25-foot-tall, moss-covered stone statue that's overlooking the river. It is a proud, muscular human dressed in leathers and wielding a truncheon. That is the warden. And there are, along the base of it, the base that it stands on, but then there's like a small wall behind it. And the small wall behind it has 25 names. Those, it says to the fallen guards, and it lists all of their names. And then at the bottom of it is where it has the statue's base has her name, like his wife's name, chiseled in. The description for what it looks like.
Is there any more blood?
No.
No more blood.
No more blood.
The statue is to honor those dying in prison. Why is her name separate from the rest?
Possibly to keep her closer to her husband, because, I mean, if the statue's supposed to be of her husband, having the name, the husband, and she wasn't a guard, those other 25 guys were all obviously guards. So, that's just a guess. But reasonable guess. Might be a good question to ask.
Yes.
But, you know, I heard about yesterday.
What did you hear?
I heard that you had a hard time understanding local customs.
I understood perfectly.
Afraid not. They don't think like you do around here. And if you want to understand them, then you're going to have to try to understand the way they think. When she wanted a barrel, she was asking for the barrel to be untouched. Pristine, like it was in there. You didn't give it to her pristine like it was in there, did you?
What she wanted was to shame me. I shamed her instead. And I obtained what I wanted. That was my goal. Now may we move on and solve this mystery.
Well, that's going to be a whole lot harder to do if you turn the entire town against us.
It was easy yesterday. It would be easy again. These are simpletons. I am not a simpleton.
Well,
but I will blame one if they need me to be a simpleton, I will pretend to be a simpleton.
It would be helpful if you didn't try to work with us and not.
I am working with you. I am helping you find the answers to these mysteries. I found the name that we need. Yes.
And now what are we going to do with that name?
We will ask more questions and investigate it further. I believe it is important. You should just believe.
I do. I believe that probably shouldn't be you asking questions, though.
That is wise.
So tell me what questions you have, and I'll be the one to ask.
Very well. We need to know why the Soriana was at the prison. She did not belong there. The warden's wife would not normally be in a dangerous area surrounded by dangerous men such as inmates. So why was she there? Why did she die that day? We also, the nursery rhyme that the children were singing. I would like to know the origins of it.
I'm going to go ahead. Now, my understanding is that everything she said, if you go down there into the circle, she's looking to putting a hurting on you if you show up there. So I'm going to go ask around, see if I can find the answers to these questions. You can probably go somewhere else. It's not right there in part of the circle. And not get assaulted.
Is assault a crime in this region?
Well, I'm thinking that, you know how these people in these towns are, they're all corrupt, right?
Yes.
So, if you go in there being an outsider versus this woman who's lived here for over 100 years, whose side do you think these corrupt people are going to be on?
Otherwise, I have no need to see the blacksmith again.
Yeah, her words were, if you show up in the circle again, you're going to get hurt. So, that's up to you, but you're welcome to come along, but just warning you, I ain't ready to take on her. I have to, you know, help you out as I can, but I ain't ready to take on her besides to steal all of her money for a job she's doing.
Are you afraid of her?
A little bit. I ain't going to lie. I'm mad enough to say that somebody who can snap a oak handle with her hand is probably someone I don't want to mess with.
She has a temper.
Yeah.
And she does not honor her word.
I can see how you would think that.
Very well. Find the answers that I need. I have no need to go to the circle today.
Very well.
Report back to me when you have my answers.
I'll be happy to work with you on this.
Much appreciated.
With you on this.
Yes. Do you require anything in return?
Not right now. Maybe something. What I require is you not to go pissing out any of these townies.
Very well.
You might change that here in a bit when you start doing some digging. So, what are you going to do now? Because these two are still out. They're going to be out for a while.
Well, I mean, I plan on getting up to crack a noon.
You might make the crack of noon.
Maybe. It'll be noon somewhere.
Well, I mean, I already have breakfast in bed with me.
It's true. You do have breakfast in bed.
If I wake before you, I'm probably going to end up stumbling down to the kitchen, so I'll wake you up.
That's the apothecary.
That's the apothecary.
Yes.
I can never say that word.
The Binder's apothecary.
Go there.
Okay.
Is it open?
Yes. Okay. Hello. There's a 30-something woman behind the counter. Can I help you?
Well, I'm kind of hoping I might be able to help you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
As you can see, I'm a priest of Aristotle, which means I know a fair amount of knowledge of what plants you might be needing.
Okay.
And maybe offer my services in helping you obtain some of the stuff that you might be needed.
Okay.
Would that be obviously some minor payment, maybe information about what's going on around town? Because this town is a pretty closed town.
Yes, you'd say that. Not trusting.
No.
Well, what exactly did you have in mind?
Well, what kind of things are you running low on or short of that can be found locally here in the woods?
Well, I don't really have anything right this second. I mean, I'd have to look.
But what exactly were you looking for?
Well, we do have some specific questions that we're trying to get answered. We got some unexplained things with Professor's death. He's trying to close up some of his business so we can all get out of town back to our regular lives.
Okay.
And it all revolves around that prison down there. We're just kind of wondering, do you think you have any idea why the warden's wife would even be in the prison on a night like that? I mean, was the prison warden's housing inside the prison? Why would she even see that?
Their house was closed. He didn't live there, but he was relatively close.
Do you know why she might be there?
No. Yeah. And nobody really knows. I mean, it was the fire, and she was just present when all of that was happening, so we don't really know.
Do you ever have any dealings with Professor when he was here?
Some.
Did you have any problems with him?
No.
Good man, good client?
Yeah, whenever he needed help with something involving alchemy, he usually would come to me. But fairly normal. I mean, we didn't have a ton of interaction, but we also didn't know interaction.
Now, have you heard that nursery rhyme that the girls were out in the circle skipping rope to the other day?
You'd have to give me something more than that.
You gave us a translation of it.
Yeah, right? I gave it. I said it back to you.
Did you start reciting it?
Yes.
You said the girls were?
Yeah, some of the children were out there. I heard it, but it was in Parisian.
You don't speak that.
I don't speak Parisian. One of the professor's other friends did and told us about it, translated it for us.
It doesn't ring a bell to me, but I mean, that happened long enough ago that.
So are you native to this town?
Yeah, but
so
I was little when all of that happened.
Yeah, did you you don't look like old enough that you'd even be born then. But did you have any nursery rhyme like this when you were growing up?
No.
Because it was 75 years ago, wasn't it?
I don't remember anything like that. But I kind of had different interest than most of the other girls.
See? Can I roll like a knowledge of nature just looking around the shop?
Yes. It would be. What are you trying to.
Just the quality of the shop and everything.
Yeah. You can do that, or you could do. Go ahead and just do that.
16.
It is a very well-stocked and very organized apothecary. So you see most alchemical items that you can think of are present, as well as like normal remedy things that you would find. Those are all present. So it's not like it's odd that you would find those here, but yeah, they're all relatively. It's like she's got like a jar of this and a jar of that, like,
and it's and the natural stuff that I see is all labeled properly and everything like that.
Yeah. And because it's hard to tell. Yeah. Oh, is this the bark of this thing? Well, yes, but, can you tell that this shaving is from the right tree? Yeah, that's a little harder to tell without actually messing with it.
I can tell you really were. You've done a lot of study. You're good at your job here.
Thank you. I try.
Like I said once again, any of your ingredients that you need from nature, I'll be happy to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Just look me up. Thank you so much for your help.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry, I couldn't help you even more, but.
Mm-hmm. And from there, I'm going to go to the mercantile shop.
The general store?
Yeah.
General store.
You're just like, I want to cause trouble.
That was not my intention.
Ah! He's going to go to the forge soon and he's going to find out the real things.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not going to the forge today. That is what's going to happen. I haven't, but let's see. Four people all staying at the Lorimar house. It's, yeah, I've done been associated with this guy after 5 days in a small town. We may not know who they are, but they know who we are by now.
Yeah. You walk in and there is the couple. And then their kids, I mean, they range in age, but they're all like, you know, stocking shelves, moving things around, you know.
Are any of the kids the girls that were jumping around?
No.
Okay.
No. Most of them are, they're either too little or too old.
Okay.
They're not in that same age group of kids. Can we help you?
Well, I was kind of hoping I could help you.
Okay.
I'm a fairly good hunter, tracker, things like that. Okay. You guys ever have a need for, like, fresh venison or anything like that in your store?
Well, I mean, we could. I mean, we have some stuff, and, but a lot of people take care of most of their hunting on their own. I mean, to put into rations or something, we can definitely use some.
Okay. You yourself might need some. I mean, it looks like you've got, not that you couldn't do it yourself, but it looks like you've got a lot on your hands here.
Yeah.
I mean, this looks like this would be a hard place to run.
No, it can take a bit.
Well, so you guys lived here long?
Yeah.
Natives?
Yeah. Most everybody in this area.
So, do you know anything about the prison down below? All I've heard is rumors that it's haunted.
Well, nobody really goes down there. They just get away from it. Just because it's been burned out forever and none of us need to go there.
That seems like a wise choice. But, what's that? I'm just trying to clear up some of the professor's business so we can get out of town.
Okay.
Have you ever heard any rumors or anything as to why the warden's wife was inside the prison on the night of the fire?
No, I mean, they know that her body was found there, but at least I think they said that her body. It's, I mean, nobody really, you know, like I said, we don't really talk about it. We don't ever go up there anymore. The fire burned out.
Why that you should say to never talk about? I have a weird nursery rhyme there. And some kids skipping road. They weren't your kids. Your kids look like they're all very productive, doing a lot of work.
Okay.
And Aristotle's blessings upon you for that. But, give the nursery rhyme. Have you ever heard anything like that?
No. No, I sure haven't.
One key sense motive?
Oh, he's not lying. Mm-hmm. You can tell he just, doesn't have it. He's like, no, I've never really heard of that. And you said there were a few girls out there doing it?
Yeah.
Cool. Weird.
Weird? Why would that be weird?
I mean, lots of people around here speak Parisian, but that's a really weird nursery word.
It is. And I was just kind of trying to find the source of where they would get something like that. You have any idea where that might happen? Might be able to come up with something like that.
You know what? There might be, it might be hard to get them to talk to you. But, maybe Councilwoman Murda might be able to help you with that.
Okay.
But I don't know how her schedule kind of is.
Yeah.
Or just being able to take a break and talk to somebody. But you can try over at Toho. And they might have something there.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'd be my best guess.
So about that, you need any of that meat or anything like that? Can I get you guys anything? Because you've been really helpful.
Sure. I mean, okay. I'll see what I can. And if I'll keep my ears open. If I hear something, I'll let you know.
Thank you.
Do you have diplomacy?
Oh yeah.
Go ahead and give me a diplomacy check.
22.
Okay. Cool.
Conversion domain.
No, I'm just, I want to kind of have a feel for where people are at on their interactions with people, so it's an easy way for me to just, if you hit a certain number, then either they'll talk to you again, or they won't.
Okay.
It's not really part of how this is set up, but it's an easy way to keep track of it.
How long has he been gone?
Maybe an hour, maybe. I mean, it hasn't really been that long. And you were... What were you going to be working on?
I was going to be waiting impatiently.
Okay.
And I want to go talk to the dwarf again.
There you go.
I do. I really do.
Seize the GM is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike 4.0 International License. All copyrighted material referenced herein is held by their respective owners. No infringement intended, and no claim of ownership is implied. The music for the show is Dark Times by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at incompetech.com, and it is released under a Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license.